Michelle Mellick from Sweetest Friends. We are continuing our previous year. We're in the Sefer Kodesh Mori Naim. We spoke about how to be Mamtik Dinim. We have Yira and Simcha together. So Yira is from the lower world of Malchus, and that connects to the higher world. Olam HaTainug, which is the Olam HaSimcha. And then in that world of Simcha, that's the world of Bina, that's where the Dinim come from. So you're mounting the Dinim are sweetened over there, they're sweetened at the source, at the root. That's why you serve God with the Simcha, together with Yira, Reishis Chochma, Yira Seshem. V'zeo ma'amah Rabbi saying, while the Pasuk Tzadik Moshe v'Yira Selokim, that's what the Rabbi say in the Pasuk, that Tzadik rules fear of God. Remember saying, Moshe v'Yira Tzadik, who rules over me? Tzadik. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a gzeicho, and the tzaddik is mifatul the gzeicho. V'ikshah zorah kodosh, v'chi tatruga, demore iyu, v'chi tzaddikim, in v'alei plukta shel HaKodesh Baruch Hu, tzaddikim arguing with Hashem, the Mishana Ratzon Hashem. What's going on over here? So, v'lefi amor, it turns out there's no shinu, God isn't changing anything. The emes hakol, even the dinim, and the bittul of the dinim, everything is al yidei avoyri yizborach, meaning, ki ha-reshoyim, she'enad ha-shem yotzim mitzrayim, u'mepil, emesayim, u'metatim, u'meitzar, u'mokom ha-dinim, so these reshoyim, their das is still in Mitzrayim, their bodies might be in, Arizona, their bodies might be in Silicon Valley, wherever they might be, Hashem, I'm saying everybody in Arizona, Silicon Valley is a rush, I'm saying, you have a rush, you might be physically out of Mitzrayim, but his das is still there. Blyb Dalton remains there in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, he said, is made Tzaryam, is the narrow places. And Memela, since it's narrow, it's the world of Dinim. Repeal Son Bekatnus, Meitzim Akavdinik, Avod Hashem, and Atan, their Avod is not with Tainuk. They don't have Tainuk in their Avod. Shu'al Chovas Hadas. Their avoda is not the tainuk. Tainuk is hachavas hadas. That's the expansion of das. So what our das is pleasure. The yeda adam is chava yishtoi. So we're in this world to get das, not chas v'shalom, the das of milu hativus, but the das of tainuk, the das of expansion. Tzadik serves Hashem. Mekashir asalivam yachad satzmin kolin evroim. He connects the world and he unifies himself with all the Nevraim. He serves Hashem with Das, he serves Hashem with Tainu. Kamosh Tir Gemul Gelus, Kicho Bashamayim Uvaretz. The Ochid Bishmayim Ubiyaro, Shesalim Kadri Yisrael Tainu Ma'ala. What does it mean, Kicho Bashamayim Baretz? Kicho Bashamayim Baretz means that he connects heaven with earth. That's what the Tzaddik does. Shesalim Mekah, he's Mekashe, it connects. Madregas Tachtainim Lamad, Lor Madregas Kupav. Vodribi Adas, and he serves God with lots of Das, with tiny Gerochav, and with the expansive Tanu, Gamal Salim Yerulim Matanig, and he elevates the world of Yer to the world of Tanu, Chernachal, the Minsar, which is an inheritance without limits, without boundaries, without borders. That's what we're going for, Abba Yisrael. We're going for a world without boundaries, without borders, where there are no dinim, Shein Shem dinim, there are no strict judgments. Because he knows, as we spoke about in the previous year, that God is speaking through him, and through this he elevates the Olam HaDibur, the Olam HaYira above. He elevates this world to the higher world, to the world of Tainu. Because he's mamtik the din of Shavashim, he sweetens the din at their root. The nimsa shual yoder yizbarach. So it turns out that the bittul zera is not by finchin tzadik muvatar ratzon Hashem adirab. It's through Hashem ki b'em sheis baruch hoisekach. God does it that the din should be sweetened. Aydechei lekalaki asher chavisach tzadik madar v'dibur. Through the godly part that dwells in the tzadik and speaks. Aydezeh who wake our bittul like zera through this is the primary nullification of zera that God is speaking through the tzadik and God is therefore mamtik the dinim of word tzadik. The tzaddik believes, because the tzaddik believes that God is speaking through her, they say, and through this, he elevates the world of speech and the world of fear above. So he takes the speech and Yirev below, and he elevates into the world of Bina, to the world of Tainug, to the world of Das, the world of pleasure, and he sweetens the strict judgments. Zelmi Moshel Bida, so it means whose rules are me at Sadik. B Daika, specifically B. Al Yodim Mamish Nizbatla Gzehovadin. Rumi Mamish. There is a bittul of the Gzeira and the Dinim. Tzaddik Moshel B. In other words, through me, the Tzaddik is working through God, through his speech of Hashem. Tzaddik is connected, he's not separated from Hashem, and the Hamtokas HaDinim is through him. And that's what the prophet says before the Korban HaBayis, and it's in the Haftarah of our Parsha. Banim Gidalti V'raymanti V'ayim Pashuvi Shabshia Haisa Avor Shlohaya Lehen Das Zeh Shubachinas Bi Shupi Hashem Dibra. What does it mean? I raised sons and I exalted them and they sinned against me. What was their sin? What was their pshia? They didn't have this Das, which is Bechinas Bi, that Pi Hashem Dibra, that God is speaking through me. Value days enough from Makhazma made, so they fell into this place of smallness, of narrowness. Makhamadin in the place of strict judgment, died there, they got through the Gaulis, and therefore they had to go back to the Gaulis. He said, Gaulis, Adesha, me, Pila, my Das, me, to Makhazma, what's Gaulis? Gaulis is you put your Das in a narrow place, in a small place. Pettiness! Pettiness is Gaulis, Zuck the Highway of Morinan. Shoy, in the Shem, Das, Kabinoi, Midnah. We're serving Hashem with small Das, they call in modern Hebrew, Hoshkatan. Without Tainu, how can it be? Avoid this Hashem untainu, without Tainu. That's what brings us. That's Dos is the Golas Gufa, that is Golas. We remain below in this place of Dinim, and through this, we are in the Galut. And this is so. Golas is because the Das was Naifel Bekatnas. It's like it's Nevis Bekasu, Kohoit Fea. So we're in the Makom Adinim, and therefore we remain in Galus. And this Yisrael is what we find in the Pasuk. Kol Ha'itfeh Sigua, Pasuk in the book of Echa, 1-3, famous Pasuk. Kol Ha'itfeh Sigua, Bein HaMitzarim, all those who ran after us, called out to us during Bein HaMitzarim, Meimai, Sigua, Kol Ha'itfeh, why did they catch up to us? Why did the Ha'itfim catch up to the Jewish people and send them to Galus? Because we're in the narrow places, we're in the world of Netzar, we're in the world of Katnus, Biz, until Ajiz Malaritz Deyas Hashem, until the world is filled with knowledge of God, and then the Yagula Shleima B'Ribu Yadaz, and then there's going to be a Gula Shleima, because there's going to be a lot of Das, the Valdu, of Zen of Mamaram. What's Gula? Gula is Das, or Malaritz Deyas Hashem, Valpi, meaning Tainu, serving Hashem with expansive knowledge, understanding, of Zen of Namram. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu. I have a good gift in my storehouse, and it's called the Sabbath. Go and tell them. Anybody who's Ma'anik Shabbos, we give him a Nachala without limits. If you are Ma'anik Shabbos, you give Shabbos pleasure, you get an unlimited inheritance. As it says, then you will have Tainuk on Hashem, and you will ride you on the high place of the land, and he will give you to eat, feed you from the inheritance of Yaakov, your father, because God, the mouth of God has spoken. And that pasuk is talking about Shabbos. And it talks about being Mis'aneg al Hashem. And then he gives you Nachalas Yaakov Avicha, which is an unlimited, Ufarats the Amakev and Safon of Enegbo's Yaakov. So that's an unlimited, very, very expansive inheritance. Expansionism, the Israelis, the Jews, we like to expand our inheritance. Yama, Vakedma, Safoina, Vanegba. Kiyadi, they choose a Shabbos, Yam Shabbos, the Das, through the Kush of Shabbos, which is during the Bechin of Das. Any person who wants to be Makarib himself to God, Bishabbos, Ribu Das, Machin Godel, Gedoy, the time of Godel, come with the Elbe Shabbos. It's the time of Ribu Yadas, Shabbos, and Shabbos, Bechin is a Das, Shabbos is Moichin, Gedoylem, Shabbos is. Is time to get close to Hashem with expansive Das. Yishar Shabbos Yitani Gruch Niyazeh Shura Das Shabbos is the spiritual pleasure, which is Das called Dinim Shacham Yolam Yiro Misa'al. I'm going to talk about Amatainim, all of the Dinim that are drawn from the world of Yiro, elevated and are sweetened in the world of Tainim, are the Atenuge Shabbos through the pleasures of Shabbos. Shalei Dezeh Shalzeh Rabbi Seinu V'Davir Davar. That's what the Rabbi said On this, it said, your speech of Shabbos should not be like your speech during the weekday, because, according to what we said earlier, then you have to be ma'al of the divor. To the bechin of tainu, be ma'am, to the fact that you're ma'am and you believe that Hashem is speaking through you. And therefore, it's a shalai dibur chashal Shabbos ki dibur shachol. The Shabbos is shalai of the divor. And Shabbos is an elevation to your speech. Ayide shiyadaber, oisoy v'sainu godol. Speak with great pleasure. Ayide dashin of Shabbos shu atainu. Das, which is drawn with the Kedusha of Shabbos, which is pleasure. In other words, speak with das, speak with pleasure, which is done on Shabbos, Shabbos time of Tainu. Shazer v'daber davar v'tzvah, daber davar davar z'lashon hanhaga, leadership, davar achad v'dor, and shenadu n'dor, digmar z'kin Sanhedrin, that there's one leader for the, that is afches, there's one leader for the nation, dinches, there's one leader for the nation, and that too, in other words, davar is leadership, davar, daver, davar is a double leadership, kolom rashid tzivu l'adam daber, leadership, that's one. And you'll be mamshich the davar, the daber davar. You'll be mamshich your dibur to the other matan of Galidei Das. First daber, you have to be manig, you have to draw, you have to lead. That's the one daber. It's not double leadership. It's one. The first part is a remiss to davar, is a lashon of leadership. Lead davar, lead your words, your dibur to the world of Tainu. And that's Shabbos. Shabbos is the time of Tainug. Shabbos is the time of expansive Das. And therefore, you elevate your dibur to the world of Tainug and the sweetened up there. All the dinam are sweet. That's what it means. Go tell the Jewish people, Lashem Das. Give them Das. Aydei Amatana Tov, Shira Shabbos. Do the Matana Tov with Shabbos. Then they're going to Shashab Beis Genazai. Then they can be Masig Bechinas Beis Genazai. If you give them Das, then they can be Masig this treasure house. Because what's Beis Genazai? You know the Meshim before to the Lusin Ovin, it says in the Zosh, Das Gaz Bechun de Malka. That das is stored in the mouth of the king. In other words, the idea of das is gone as bepal adam. Shikshiyah mikvah dibur. Das is in a person's mouth. And when you're mamik your dibur, there you're gonna, if you go deep into your dibur, you're going to find the tiny. And that's what it means. Lech v'odiyah ma'amotana tov shveiz kenozai. He's b'kof shivit Shabbos. So this das, from the koch of Kedusha Shabbos, you're going to elevate your speech. Your speech is going to go into the world of ruchnius through the fact that you have das. Shabbos is time of das, an expansive das, lech v'odiyam, and then you can get to the Beis Genazai. You can get to the God's storehouse, all these pleasures, through your das. Because where is your das? Your das is in your dibur. So you speak your diburim. Your diburim are spoken with tainu gadol, because Shabbos is a day where you lead your das to the olam atainug. You lead your dibur to the olam atainug, which is the olam of das, of expansive das, and then you get all of Hashem's pleasures from his beis kenazav. Zeo, and that's what it says in the pasuk. Hashem says that Shmor b'Yisrael and Menachem. But Das Kinyan Hashem Kachshon. Shabbos Shabbos Das Gadol. Shabbos brings you to a place of Das Gadol. Shabbos is Das. Shabbos is expansive knowledge, not Mitzar, not narrowness. Well, the Kachon Rakol Manik Shabbos Nalachem Mitzar. Shabbos Tani Ruach Shesho Shabbos Shua Das. Val the Olam Atayin Shabbos the Chayrus and Takan Adina B'Sharsham. That's what it means. If you're honoring Shabbos, you get an unlimited inheritance through the Tani Ruachni that you have from Kedusha Shabbos, which is Das. You come to the world of Tainug, which is the world of freedom. There are no limits there. And Memelo, all of the dinam are sweetened at their root. Vatimir Chamadi Sadikim Sheshtam Das Tami. The Goydel Amel, they have tremendous Das all the time. The Chachmik of Shabbos Tami. It's called Shabbos. Even during the week, Kanoida, as it's known in the Zohar Kaddish. The Dimos HaKol, Tami Chachmik is Bechina Shabbos, Bechina Das. Aval, through Shabbos, Nimshach Chorach Alasik Adas. But Chorach HaShabbos is great. The Tukha Kishi Shabbos, everybody can get Das. Ad Shem Rafi Lam Arzim Shabbos Elvar. Even Am Arz has the fear of Shabbos. He's afraid to share the Shabbos. Shabbos is afraid to lie on Shabbos. Daf Nodim Lom Nachum Lom Mitzarim. The Manik of Shabbos Kim Yotzeim Lom Mitzarim. Therefore, it's given an unlimited inheritance to those which is Manik Shabbos. It's given an unlimited inheritance because he's going out of Mitzrayim, which is Makom of Dina, Makom of Narinus, and he goes to Nachum Lom Mitzarim, which is the world of Tainuv. And he's learned from the Pasuk, Shenemar V'karchaticha B'Mitzrayim Aretz, I will lead you on the high places of the land. Shehu, it's a remez, Agbaz Hadas L'mal, that you're raising your das above, and that's what it means, V'achaticha Nachum Yisakov V'ikam, I'm going to feed you the Nachal of Yaakov, your father, because Yaakov is saying that das, Yaakov is the secret of das, what's das? Kipi Hashem Diber, that the mouth of Hashem is spoken, Shesh Do Yidiyah V'emunazu, Shabi Hashem Diber, and you have this emunah, this idea, that God is speaking through you. So that's Nachaticha Nachas Yaakov Avicha, because Yaakov Avinu in Kabbalah is so the Das. So you get to this world of Das, and that's the high place. You're Makbia the Das Lamala. And what does that mean? How you might, what is this Das? Kipi Hashem Diber. The Das is to know that God is speaking through you. And you have this Das to know God is speaking through you. You elevate your Dibur to the world of Tainuk. And then you are expanded. And you are living in this world of pleasure. And that relates to Yaakov Avinu. And this Bama Seara, it's this high place. So have this no belief that you God is speaking through you, and then you'll come to this place of expansive das, and you will have experienced the suitness. And therefore, lekaksi b'shabbos ol shabbos ol olas tatami. What does it mean? Olas shabbos ol shabbos on shabbos and ani olas tatami. Ki aliyah shabbos shabbato hu al peirush lemaylo meolas tatami. In other words, what does it mean? Olas shabbos b'shabbato, the elevation of Shabbos, every Shabbos, is above the Olas Tameh, Me'aliyah Shanas Tameh, Mimosecho, B'necho, higher than what you get during the week. Olas Shabbos, B'Shabbato, there's like a higher Aliyah on Shabbos, every Shabbos, Me'olas HaTameh, from what you have during the week, from the Tameh. Kibbens called Ashish L'Rochol, or the Ashbos of Shabbos, V'Vav Yimecho, Kanoide, because all the Das that you have during the week, there's two Ashbos of Shabbos on these 6 days. Of the Gilui Shabbos, not for Shabbos, Lois Yerachol, and Yerach Ben Amos, who is my will be able to manage among the nations for a short time. Avot Tikbaris HaDin, Im Shoyim Zgabrim, because there'd be so many din. Man Shoyim Yisem Das, Baruch HaRecha, we wouldn't be able, we wouldn't have Yimasik Das. We wouldn't achieve this Das, but Yerach Ben Kulam HaKadnes HaDash, like there's everyone din, and then we'd have din, and we'd be finished. Zeh, Mashem Rav Seinu, Bikesh Lako, Rebbe Lako, Tel Tes, Baruch Shabbos, Shabbos, Rebbe. Wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av, the fell out on Shabbos. Why? Ki, since Tisha B'Av is the Shorash HaDin and Vagolos, Shabbos Mamtik Din and Shabbos sweetens the Din. I said, Miskarev said, go through this, go through this, Miskarev. So therefore, Rebbe, you wanted to be all created tainus because the Din were sweetened. It was on Shabbos. Shabbos is the time to sweeten the Din. Din was sweetened. So he wanted to uproot Tisha B'Av for Shabbos, meaning, now this is the Gula. Tisha B'Av is Shorash HaDin and Vagolos, as Rabbeinu talked about in Parshas Vayishlach, and Shabbos is Mamtik the Din, and through this the God of the sky, the Gula comes close. Okay, no more Kotsav is Archa Lechem Yorei Shemi, the Shemesh Tzadok Omar, Pei Vich Nofel, Losh Vesem Shemesh Tzadok with Shabbos, Tzadok Lani, and the Shemesh Yorei Remes, the Or Hadas Gemes, the Kumei de Malka Kom, or... Vadei Shabbos Nisal, the Zvichat Shemesh Yorei Hadas, and Mishach Ocholos, and Shibakai Mesimei Tzoyam, Shehen Bichinas, Anim and Hadas, and therefore the Pasuk says, and I will shine for you, those who fear my name, a sun of righteousness, and it will have healing in its wings. The Rabbi's Darshan, what does it mean? Shemesh Staka, Shemesh B'Shabbos Staka L'Aniyim. What does that mean? A sun on Shabbos is Staka L'Aniyim. Because Shemesh is a remiss for Ora Das, that comes from the Ram Kamar. We said that the Shemesh is a remiss to the light of Das that is hidden in the mouth of the king. V'Aliyidei Shabbos Nisa'aleh, through Shabbos it's elevated. Zrichas Hashem Yishu Hadas, the shining of this sun, of this light, of the Or Hadas, which is in the mouth of the king, this is elevated on Shabbos. It's elevated by the Shabbos Nisala, this Das is elevated, and it is drawn to all of those people who are the Kadnas. That's what it means. Shemesh B'Shabbos, this light, this Or Hadas, is the stuck of all those people who are so poor. They're Aniyim and Hadas, Ein Ani El B'Das. They're so poor in their Das, Shabbos elevates them, Shabbos gives them the proper Das. And that's what it means. I will shine to those who fear my name. Shuashar ka'amor. The fear is the gate. In other words, the yira. Shemikoydem. Yizrach lechem or agonus through the yira, which is the shar. It all starts with yira. We serve the maimon. It begins with yira. Veishis chochma yira sashem. Zolcha lechem yira shmi. I will shine to those who fear my name. Yira is the gate. And through the yira that you start with, yizrach lechem or agonus. This hidden light, this light in the mouth of the king, will shine, the Shem Tzedakah, will stop up in the Anim, those who are of impoverished Das, and that will shine. The Bechinas Oni Madregas Kadnas, Shabbat Narachavas Hadas, Vadas HaRachav, they come to expanse of Das, Yotzim in HaMetzar V'Adinim, they go out of the narrow places, and they're Nevoim Siachadim Ba'olam HaTainu, and they come and unite in the Olam HaTainu. That's the Yichud, the year of Olam HaTainu, and there's a unification of fear in the world of pleasure, Marki V'Chnafeh, healing in its wings, Ki Ha'idashim, and talking Madin and Bishar Sham, and Migaido Kedushas V'Tainu Shabbos, Shu'olam HaTainu, Ba'ol Refuah, and Misham B'Shabbos in the Lizak, and V'Refuah Krova Lavo, V'Adiyam Takas HaDin, and Krova Refuah Lavo. What does it mean? A Marbek and Ophel brings healing. Through this, all of the dinam are sweet, and at their root brings the great pleasure and holiness of Shabbos, which is the world of Tainug and Mimela. Refuah comes. You ever see somebody who's sick is having Tainug? Tainug is when you have Refuah, when you're healed, when you're healthy. Shabbos imi lizo. I'm not going to cry out on Shabbos. Shabbos is this world of sweetness, of Antakas Adinim. And Mimela Refuah Kroiva Lavoi. Yamru, there's going to be healing. Yamru, Yeholi Shitarachim. Another blush in the Gemara of Shabbos. Shabbos can be have mercy on us. Shabbos 12b. It's the same thing. Since you're in the world of Tainuk, Shabbos can have Rachmanis on you. As Rabbeinu writes, Parshas Vayakel, that Kibbalah de Shabbos, Rachmanis alokas v'kibro v'vadi yishol shetarachim. Without Shabbos, which is bringing godliness inside of you, there's no mercy. But now, through Shemir Shabbos, yichol hi shetarachim. So, through the Shabbos in the Lizak, through the Aptakas Adin of Shabbos, we're going to have Refuah Kroiva Lavoi, and Shabbos is Tirachim, Shabbos is Mirachim. You go to the world of Tainu, and Mimela, you have Rachmanis, Mashenkin, Shem B'Katnas Hadash, Hashem Adinim. I'm like, when they're in Katnas Hadash, that's what the Dinim is. The Gama Idea Torah, Mite Mituk Adinim Barchavis Hadash, through Torah, that's the sweetening of the Din and the expansion of the Dask, and Shkos Vani Bina Li Gvura, I am understanding, to me is strength. Shaideh, like we spoke about earlier, that the world of Bina is Gvura, that's where Shem is Aram Adinim. The dinam started in this world of binim, this world of tainu. That's where the gvur, that's where the dinam started, where it's dinam. And that's where it's sweetened. It's sweetened at the root, it's sweetened at the source. Vigama idea Torah, mitika dinam rachavis hadas, through Torah, that also sweetens the dinam. Ani bina, I am understanding. Li gvur, to me is gvur. Shadea Torah, nisiachat mis gvur, lalama bina. Through Torah, if you have bina, if you have Torah, then the mid of gvur goes to the world of bina, shuolama tainu, which is tainu, idea das, nishach mea Torah. The das that comes to, in other words, since we said earlier that das is miyakir, das unites Yira with Tainu, and through that there's a Harchavas Hadas. There's an expansion of knowledge of Melam Takamadinim. So too, if you go to the world of Torah, you learn Torah, you're Miyachid Yira with Tainu. Again, das is Miyachid Yira with Tainu, and Torah is das, right? So through the das of Torah, you're Miyachid, you unite fear with pleasure. Mamela is Harchavas Hadas, Antakas Adinim, and it's super duper awesome. Asher lechem kabbalas haTorah, and therefore in kabbalas Torah, shayecheirus mimalach hamavus. They were free from malach hamavus and shiva malchus. Shayde ribui adas. How are they free from malach hamavus? Because it was ribui adas. Shiva ganis b'Torah. That's the hidden light in the Torah. We said that's the light in the mouth of the king. Moshe kasavnu ganis b'pumi demalach. That's what's hidden in the mouth of the king. Shidivrusha bar baruchu kayadua, which is the speech of God, as we know. In other words, earlier we learned that the das is hidden in the dibur. Well, with Pashtus, it would seem that it's talking about dibur adam. And now we're saying that through Torah, since Torah is dvar Hashem, so the das is gone as points of Malka. So we can also get the das of Hashem. So when you speak, you have to know that God is speaking through you, and that's the tzaddik Moshe will be through me, through my speech, and also through Torah. Through Torah, you get to this hidden light, and immediately you're free from malach hamavus because you're in this world of sracha v'sadas. You connect with the speech of Hashem. Because again, that's the Ganes B'Pum of the Malka. Das is Ganes B'Pum of the Malka. It's in the mouth of the king. When you use your Das, you get to the mouth of the king. And Hashem is speaking through you. And that's through Torah as well. And not only recognizing that your own speech is through Hashem, but specifically through Torah. And then you have Israq Sadas, you go to the world of Tainu, and everything is sweetened. V'zehu rab lechem sovas harazeh. And now we can see the pasuk. Go around this mountain. What does it mean, rab lechem? It's a lot for you. Go around this mountain. Rav lashem ribui das. A lot of das. Ribui das. Lechem sovas harazeh, which is the Yetzer Hara. Because it says in the Gemara that tzaddikim, the Yetzer Hara is like a mountain to them. Shemetzido mistafen din. That's where the dinim branch off from. In other words, the way to go around the mountain is, in other words, the mountain's the Yetzer Hara through Rav. Ribui das, and that's why Rashi says, let's go on the right, in the direction of the east. Shu'al Torah, al shem, zuchas orgon, shu'al das. That's Torah, because that's the shining light, which is Torah's das. Panu lechem tzfoina. Right, because that's why it's called Mizrach. Mizrach is east. Lashon zrichas or atar shel das. So when it says here, go to the Mizrach, it means it's a remes to the shining of the light of Torah, which is das. And panulachem tzifona, go to the tzafon. Tzafon is north, but it's also hidden. In other words, go to the hidden place in the poop of the mouth, in the mouth of the king, which is Dibor. Go to the Olam HaTanim through that, you takara the Rav Yisrael. So Rav Lachem, Sovas HaRazeh, Rav Lachem, have Rigui Das, and therefore you're going to go around the mountain. And Rashi says, go to the Ruach Mizrachis, meaning, go to Torah, the direction of Mizrachis, Zrichas HaRagon, Shuvah Das, and therefore Pana Lachem Tzifayna. And your face should be towards what's hidden. What's hidden? The Das, which is in the mouth of the king, which is Dibor, and that's going to go up. If you realize that you're going to the mouth of the king, that your speech is through God, so you go up to the Olam HaTanim, and the Ra will be sweetened. You know the Mashem Moshe and the Ra Sosayim Paro. It's known that I am of an uncircumcised mouth. How am I going to speak to Paro? Because the Dibur is Vidalis. Dibur was the gullus, as we all know from all this farm. Speech was in gullus. Moshe Rabbeinu had a speech impediment because they didn't have Yuchad Adas Agadabad Dibur. They didn't have their Das together with their Dibur, like the Zohar Kadosh says. Through the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu received, Dibur was fixed and it was reunited with Das. It was elevated to the world of Tainug and then the Dinim. We're sweetened b'sharasha. That's what it says in the pasuk. El devar Moshe dibur Moshe dibur lashon hanhaga, leadership. Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshik the dibur lamala el adas. Moshe Rabbeinu led the dibur elad dvarim asher dibur Moshe. The dvar Moshe Rabbeinu led his dibur dabar lamala to the world of das, to the world of tainu. There's an into a dinim. Through this, all the dinim was sweetened. Again, that's what it says. Vayter, Rav Lachem, Sovas Harazes, Suvi Lachem, Baruch, and Baruch Tzvayim, Mizrachis. You go to the world of Das, and you go around the Yitzhahara. You go to the world of sweetness. You're Matik Dinu B'Sharashim. Through this, we're Matik all the Dinim that we had in all those other places where we sin. Be'evar Yardin, Barbar Avram, Osuf. Because Lama Maskil Lama Ranis Rishonam Elah. Why does he mention these for earlier sins? Kiim V'Kavanazu. Through Yitzis Mitzrayim, we went out of the narrow places, and then through Man Torah came to Shlemus Hadas. And then they lowered the Das again. Rosh is the Mochem. We want to bring the Mochem back to the world of Mitzrayim. We want to have a narrow mind. We don't want to think big. We don't want to think large. We want to think small. We want to think narrow. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to elevate them to the Makor Adinim. But I'm Shichal Adwi El Hadas Hagadol. And to elevate them to this great Das, and therefore he reminded themselves of the places where they were Poyal Dinim. And now that's going to go to the world of Das, and they're going to be mapping those Dinim at the Shoresh, Asher Diber, and he was Mamshech, I'll call Yisrael, Barava. In other words, he was Mamshech. All of these sins to the world of Tainur. L'mal el hadas. In other words, he wanted to be mamtik these sins. That's why he mentioned these sins, because he wanted to sweeten them, bring them to the world of das. Shmeiyom mashu liyalu mishem ladas hagodim kol nav the great das by yado yamalo isim l'makom das. The Moshe elevated das. That's what it means. Asher diber v'himshich al kol yisrael makom adinim. He took all the Jewish people, or baravam, also for all these places of dinim, of strict judgments, and he elevated them to the place of das. And that's what it says in the medrash. Es malamati v'anir al sfasayim. Yesterday I said that I am, you said I am a man of uncircumcised lips, and now you're speaking like this. In other words, originally there wasn't Yichud Adas Agado Badibur. Why don't you have the koch to go to the Makom Adas? Because when you have a speech impediment, Chazal say, learn Torah and be healed. And through Kabbalah Satara, you go to this world of Das, the Dibur goes out of the Golas, no more Kvad Peh, there's a connection of the speech with the Das, everything is sweetened at the source, and then you get Brachas, the least self. You say this in this Maimar that the Ikar avoid is with Das, Das, okay, Avicha Bavdeo, Das, Moshem Yeda Adam, Mitzrayim is Bechinas, makes Meitzer Yam, Shadas Hebegolos of the Kabbins, they didn't have Das to serve Hashem properly. And that's what it means. Shevayed Elohim, they were Misroimim to Das Elohim, but Tirvi Vatigvili, they had this big Das. Rosh Shifat Mashur Alech has been boozy through her Das. If Rosh Hashem is Simcha, it says also, it was Shem Yer, we give a Barad, the Mokham Shil Shem Shei Rada. In other words, Yer is the Shah, Resh is Chach Meir is Hashem. That's where it has to go. And ultimately it goes to the world of Tainu. When you're Yachad Yolam Yer with Yolam Atainu, it's Mitu Kadinim, your Mam Shif, your Das, the Bechin is Yer, Mokham Adinim, then you come to Yolam Atainu, Yolam Abina, that's where the Dinim come from, and you have to be mounted to Dinim at their source. That's what the Tzadik can do. Chol Bashmayim of Oretz, the tzaddik is mikasher shemayim v'aretz, elevates the world of yira to the world of tainug, and the soul of galus is we have das katana, we have this narrow das. Shabbos brings us to this expansive place of das, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't speak, but then he went to das, and he went to elad varim, he led it to the world of das, and the mele he was mamtik all of the sins b'sharasham. Banim Gadalti Vuramanti Vahim Pashu B. They were Pashia B. They didn't realize that it's Piyashem Diber, that I'm speaking through them. Kolor Fez Sigua. Why were Kolor Fez and Sigua Benim Sarim? Because we were in Kabbis Hadas. So Shabbos Lech Odiyam, you have Das. Shabbos is this world of Tainug. Go to the high places. You elevate your Das. That's Nachas Yaakov, which is higher Das. In front of them, Kedot Simon of Negba. Rebbe wanted to offer Tisha B'Av, Shechol B'Shabbos, because we have the Tikkun. Tisha B'Av is Shorosh Hadinim, and Shabbos is Shorosh Hadas, it's Mamdi Dinim Shoroshim. Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbatah, which you get to on Shabbos, even though Tzaddikim have Das even during the week, but they get to on Shabbos, it's higher than the Oyla Satamid. Shloye Dibur Chal Kashabbos, Dibur Chachol, the Dabur Dabur, lead your Dibur on Shabbos to this higher place, to the Olam HaTainug. Rav Lachem, Soyvus HaRazeh, you get around the mountain by Rav Lachem, by Ribu Das, go to the Meruch Mizrachis, which is Torah, Pan Lachem is fine, and then you go to the hidden place, to the Puma de Malka, to the mouth of Hashem. And yesterday Moshe was always for sign, today he can speak through the Torah, Torah's Matik Kedinim, and the Nekudas Lesvonimus are the Ikra Avoidus Hashem is the Das that brings to Tainu. The Rambam says, I love quoting this Rambam in Huchas, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is to be Misa'anik B'tachlis Hano. You have to have the ultimate pleasure from loving God. The Sod Avoidus Hashem is Hashem Yira that brings to Hashem Simcha V'Kilu Broda. Hashem Dibur, no God speaking through you. Your Mati Din, your Shabbos, the Torah, Sober of Sod of Golas, is avoided to Hashem without Das and without time. This mind was worth not a million, not 2 million, but $10 billion. Okay, so we still have a lot more to do, but I'm so gratified to Siyata Dishmaya that a little bit of a Yesh Lamana writes a Masayim. Whenever I do one, I want to do another 100, but I just want to go to the next one. Vaita, 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 Vaita. But you have to, sometimes also you have to be happy with what you have. So, Baruch Hashem, we're able to do this beautiful shtickle. There's a lot more where this came from, my rabbi said. So, please stay tuned. And we will see continuing the flaws in the Torah Hashem. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest friends.